Support for the City of Smack podcast comes from New Balance Running. I've been waiting a few weeks to finally put this ad read together because I'm excited to share my review of the New Balance SC Elite V4. It is the shoe that I wore to break 3 hours at the Houston Marathon, and now it could be yours. I had my first chance to try on a pair with a secret all-white prototype at the New York City Marathon, and I came away from that race a bit bummed about my time, but with zero issues on my feet, no hot spots or blisters, and my legs weren't as beat up. So while I could have opted for any other shoe, I stuck with the SC Elite V4s. It's got a new PIBA fuel cell midsole, and they updated the carbon fiber plate design to have a more forefoot stiffness, so you get more pop than the other previous versions. They also changed the upper to Phantom Fit, so it secures your foot down. The bonus in all of this is the neon accents. It looks awesome, so if you're looking for a race day shoe, my recommendation right now is the New Balance SC Elite V4. If you're looking for some other new drops from New Balance, there's a Fuel Cell Rebel, which is a lightweight, everyday training shoe that's out now. The old reliable Fresh Foam X1080 also has some new colors available. Head on over to newbalance.com/running to check them all out. That's newbalance.com/running. Thanks to New Balance for their support of all things City of Smack. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the City of Smack podcast. I'm Chris Chavez, and this is my show where I get the chance to chat with some of the biggest names on the track, on the roads, within the coaching ranks, and across the running industry. We love giving the listeners a shout out when they leave a review. If you want yours to be read, leave us a 5-star review and let us know why you love this show. This week's review comes to us from Clary Tata, who wrote, "Got me through my cross training era. Shortly after cross country season ended, I found out I had a pretty high grade stress fracture in my foot that would put me out all of indoor season. I wanted to stay in shape, so I did some insane cross training sessions. City of Smack got me through some of my long run equivalent cross training sessions. Now I'm back and healthy, and my love for the sport has increased even more by staying in the loop through your guys' amazing work. Thank you." So glad to hear that you're back healthy. May you have fast times and personal bests ahead of you. Our silly little podcast may not be able to heal your bones, but it can lift your spirits and track fandom. So thank you, Clary Tata. My guest for today's episode is Betsy Sena. She is back on the podcast for the third time, I believe. Just 4 weeks after dropping out of the U.S. Olympic marathon trials, Betsy Sena rebounded by taking fifth place at the Tokyo Marathon in 2:19:17. That's the third fastest time by an American woman behind Emily Sisson and Kira D'Amato. It was a personal best by more than 2 minutes. I decided to catch up with Betsy to get the scoop on what went into deciding to run another marathon so soon after the trials, why it went so successfully, and what her hopes are for her future in U.S. marathon. So without further ado, here is Betsy Sena. All right, and now we welcome back Betsy Sena, fresh off of running the third fastest U.S. marathon in history. Betsy, I mean, this came as a total surprise to people because, you know, after the Olympic marathon trials, it was just a couple days later, we see the announcement that you're running the Tokyo Marathon, and it was so soon, and things went so well. You ran 2:19:17, a PR by more than 2 minutes. So congratulations. And how are you feeling?
You know, like you said, I was really shocked by myself too. But to be honest, like, as far as, you know, like, I was just excited anyway, but when I was just going there, because I didn't set any goals, you know. My goal was just like, I really want to go there and have a look and have fun as much as I can, because when you got really frustrated, especially after the trials, I was not able to recover, like, mentally, you know. It just felt like that the world is done. And I really wanted something to make me come back again, you know, alive or something like that I can use like that. And, you know, just going there was just like anybody else. Everybody was really scared. I remember getting messages from some of my friends being like, "Are you sure? Like, isn't it too close, you know?" And to be honest, I was not responding to those messages. I was just racing and passing. I was like, I don't care. I'm just going to do it anyway. I don't care what people really think, you know, because everybody has different perspective, especially since I ran up to 22 miles, if it was like 30K or like, something like 18 miles or 17, it could be better. But I pretty much did the whole thing. So I just got really excited and I was like, I didn't even post much, to be honest with you. I was not posting anything that was going on. Even my workouts, I just kept it by myself because I was like, people will be like, this is bullshit. And I just went there and things went really great and I'm really excited and I'm grateful that it went really amazing.
Yeah, so I want to take a couple steps back and just go even back to before Orlando. You did an interview with me, you did an interview with Kyle, you were doing a lot of press in the lead up to the Olympic trials. And, if we go back even 2 years ago, like you still at that point hadn't run a marathon as an American citizen. And then going into the Olympic marathon trials, now you have so much of this attention on you. How did you feel about just sort of like, the reception you were having from like the American fans? So many people, believe that you were going to be one of the top three people on that day.
Yeah, that one actually came, like I said, it hit me really, really bad, to be honest with you. If you could have, I wish you could have seen me like maybe 3 hours after the race. Like I was done. Like I was very frustrated because even myself, to be honest, I did a training that I felt like no matter what happened, I knew like, for sure this one I'm gonna be top three. I knew like if it doesn't go well, I'm gonna be number two. If it doesn't go well as I was thinking, I was gonna be third. I was not looking at myself being like dropping out of the trials. So basically, when I just like when we started the race, I was like, I don't know, like my coach and I, we were talking and we were like, oh, we think you can run like 2:17. So that gave me even more motivation coming in because I was like, well, if the fitness that I have, because I'm doing things that I was doing workouts that I felt like I've never done this in my life. And some of the workouts sometimes was like, wow. Like I remember one day when I ran 30 kilometers in 1 hour, 42 minutes, it was like 3:25 pace average in altitude. And I was like, ooh, this one, there's no way I'm not gonna make the team. If you would have told me a day before, like, you're not gonna make this team, I was gonna be like, really, But things happened. You go to the trials. Everybody was looking after, like they knew, like no matter what, they knew like I was part of the team, like I was there. But when it didn't happen, you start having like you ran away from people. Like I didn't want to talk to anyone, to be honest. I was just frustrated because I felt like my world was done. And thank goodness things happened. And I told myself maybe I was not meant to do this time. And now it's time to I congratulate the girls because everybody was really, really tough. And everybody like, like we said before, you don't know what somebody else did for training. So for me, I just walk out of the course knowing I was frustrated for to be honest with you, but I was like, you know what? This it is not doing well for me. I was feeling like I started throwing up at some point and I was feeling like I'm overheated. And I was like, I can do this, but then at some point I felt like my body was shutting down. And when I was in 20 mile, if I remember, like I was in the 20 mile, I felt like there's no way I can finish the next 6 miles. And then I keep going. And when I got to like 21.5, I was with Caroline and Dakota, and I was like, it looks like the three of us, I think I can do this. I keep going, and then all of a sudden I just felt like a lot of stitches in my stomach, and then I started feeling like there's something really sharp in my chest, and I was like, I'm not gonna do this. I'm gonna pull out. So I pulled out. I sat down. I cried a little bit, and then I woke up and I walked to the hotel.
I know that's what I guess the last time people saw you on camera, it was like, there was you were in the spot for third place. And then, when you drop out, you immediately jumped into under the tree and under the shade. What was it? What happened?
Like I said, I felt a lot of stitches, which was really weird for me because I was drinking the fluids when we were running, but I was feeling overheated with some reason. I don't know really what happened, to be honest, because I felt like I thought I could handle the heat really, really well, because when I did in Sydney, to be honest, I was feeling okay. But at some point I started having these stitches and I started like throwing up at some point, like when you're running. And by the moment I was in 20 miler, I knew I was in a big trouble. Like I remember there's a point that Emily was running next to me and I was like, oh, I was thinking it's time to go. I remember using my left hand like calling her to come over because he was following me in a side. And immediately when Emily left, I was like, oh, I think I can go with her. And then I tried to make that move because I knew like it's gonna be a grind. Like, you know, Fayana was already making a move and I was like, oh, it's time to go. But then my body will really shut down that I've never felt that in my life, to be honest with you. Like it really completely shut down. And I was like, okay, it's marathon. Sometimes when I do my long runs, you know, normally with between 28, 29, sometimes you can have a struggle and then you will be back again feeling like great. So I was like, okay, maybe it's like the normal, you know, the normal thing that happens even in training. But as soon as we keep turning to like 21 mile, I was like, I don't think I will make this. And then, you know, I was like, well, I'm in this three sport with three women, with two other women, and my body was feeling like completely done. Like this stitches was coming, even I fell in my chest. I'm like, I'm feeling a sharp pain. I'm getting dehydrated. I'm just feeling like I just walk aside. I was like, okay, it's time to call it. You know, you never quit in your job, but I was like, I'm quitting this.
So then after you get to the hotel, you know, you're frustrated. When does the thought about what's next, you know, start to come in?
As soon as I go to the hotel, my agent came with the food. I have one of the best agents in the world, to be honest. He was trying to take me for lunch and I was like, I'm good. I'm just going to go to the room. Then he went and bought me some food because he knows what I like. And then he came and he was like, oh, you want to have lunch with me? I'm like, no, I'm going to take some rest. So I took shower and I went to bed and I slept for like an hour. I was not even sleeping. You know, have you ever gone to bed and you close your eyes? You are very frustrated. You don't know what to do with yourself. I didn't want anyone to see me. I don't want to get out of the room. And I remember like at 3 o'clock the same day, my agent was staying in the swimming pool. He was just relaxing there. And then I called him. I was like, where are you? And he was like, just come over to the swimming pool. And I was like, okay, sure. So for him, I think he was thinking like I was going there for like to go, you know, enjoy like the water because it was kind of like hot and stuff. So I went there with my, you know, with my jeans and stuff. And then he was like, oh, wait, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. And then I walked to him and I said, so we started talking about like races, very much like, oh, so what happened, Betsy? Because I had not talked to him. And I was like, please don't even ask me. And I was like, I think I had an hamstring. I didn't even know what was going on. I started having all these million things that you're trying to get away with what happened on that day. And then I did not mention about the race, to be honest, but I just keep sitting around and we just keep chatting, getting distracted away from these trials. And he was like, you know, but what, it's not the end of the world. And I was like, yeah, sure, but you have no idea what it means to me, like not to make this team. And at that time, I just hang around a little bit. And then I went back to my room and I left him. I was like, okay, I'll see you. Let me go talk to my son because it was already morning in Kenya. And when I was speaking, I was full of tears. Like, I don't know what to explain. You know, nobody can understand, to be honest, especially, you know, especially people who are watching marathon that they have never ran one before. I know you know how it feels and you know what happened actually because you have been there before. But a lot of people are like, oh, you have a train or something? That is the compliment that you are getting from people. And I was like, oh, it's not working. I don't like, you know, explaining what happened. So basically I would be like, oh yeah, maybe I did, you know, because I was really tired, like talking to people about like what really happened. And then as soon as I finished in the evening, I went to bed and I woke up at like 4 in the morning. My flight, I was going to the airport at 5. I texted Ben, Caesar and Tom at the same time. I was like, can we meet in the lobby? It was like 4:50 in the morning. And Ben came out and I think he was having a flight anyway, but he was a little bit worried, like saying, what's going on, you know? And I met him and I was like, hey, I have a question. Can I... is there a way that you guys can get me to go to Tokyo? And Ben was like, sure. And then he was like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. And I started crying again. And then he was like, okay, but let me send a message to Tokyo because anyway, it's sponsored by Essex and it was easy, to be honest, to get in. So he just sent a message and he was like, he showed me the message like, okay, I've already texted so-and-so, like you're going to be in the start list. And then I took my flight. When I landed in the morning, my agent called me at like 8 in the morning because he was not able, he didn't see my text when I texted him in the morning. Basically, I think he was dead asleep. He just called me and he's like, did I see a message that you said you want to go to Tokyo? And I was like, yes. And then he's like, are you sure? And I was like, yes, absolutely. And my flight, basically, I was supposed to stay in the US for like 2 weeks or something like that. So immediately we changed my flight. I left the US on Tuesday instead of 2 weeks later. And he was like, okay, when you get to Kenya, call me again. We need to talk about this. So I got home on a Thursday evening and I went for my run, like the first run since. Actually, I ran on Monday. I woke up on Monday and I ran when I was in Tennessee because I went to see my sister. And I ran 16K 4:30 pace. And I was like, this is not because I feel really good. I was like, I don't really know until right now what's happening. And I just when I just came to Kenya again, I went for my an evening run in the evening and I was like, I did like 15K easy run in the forest. And I'm feeling my body's okay. I don't feel any fatigue at all. And I called my agent again the same evening. I felt bad for him, but I was like, I told him, like, you have to give me these 3 weeks to be calling you until I feel like I'm okay in my mental status because it was completely out of it. So I called him and I said, okay, maybe I go to Barcelona because I look at it and they say Barcelona is on the 10th. And I was like, maybe that can give me like extra weeks to put things together. And then he was like, sure, let me send a message to Barcelona. And then I got accepted again immediately to Barcelona. But then on Sunday, I went for my first workout, and my coach was like, I'm gonna make you do 2Ks, 1K off in a very hard course because in Italy it's very hilly. So he was like, I don't care. Like, I just want to see the movement. I want to see the body, like, how it's responding. I don't need anything like crazy fast. So he went out and he was just like doing these 2Ks, and I was running up to like 310, when I'm doing like the set of 2Ks. And I finished the workout and I was like, oh wow, that is really a win for me. Like, I'm feeling really okay. Immediately I talked to my agent again on that immediately after my workout. I was like, oh well, I don't think I want to go to Barcelona. I want to go back to Tokyo. And my agent was like, okay, let's go to Tokyo. And my coach was like, we are done. We are not going to negotiate about where you're going, regardless of what happened. Let's just go to Tokyo. And after that, I went to my coach's house and we sat down and we put a draft together of what I'm supposed to be doing for the next team 2 weeks because I did not have enough time because it was already like the end of the
It was
week.
like 2 weeks of training, right? That's it.
Yeah, it was just like 2 weeks. And my coach was like, please, this time, let's not even post it to anyone like what we're doing. So he was like, on Wednesday, I want to see you. I don't know if it was actually on Tuesday. He was like, on Tuesday, see you at the track. We're going to do 1200s times 12. And I was like, okay, because I really, really want this. Like, I really want to. The big thing for me, I was losing completely. It's like, I really want something that can make me feel, even if I could have done like 2:21 again, I could even be better. I could be okay with it because I just wanted something, like just something better that can make me know that I had a very good build up. So I did this workout. When I finished the workout, my coach was like, that's good. So this Sunday, we're going to be doing a long run. And I was like, wait. Why a long run again? I started doubting myself. And he was like, trust me, I just want you to do like 40K long run, not anything fast, because he knows that I've been crashing the long runs. He was like, even if we ran 5 hours, I don't really care. And actually, that gave me a lot of motivation. I was like, okay, it doesn't matter. At the moment, I just want somebody who can just explain to me why I'm doing this. And he was like, I want you to do this just for your mental preparation to feel like you've been in the builder for marathon again. Because let's take Orlando as another long run again, another hard one. Because I ran 3:23 average for the 35K. So it basically, if you compare with what I did for the 30K when I ran like 3:25 in altitude, it's almost the same thing. So doing the 40K for like we were supposed to run like really, really slow anyway, but I went really decent. I started with like 5 minute pace for like the first 5K, and then I keep going. When we turned back, I started running a little bit like 3:40s, 3:50s, and I finished with like 3:20 the last 2K. And I averaged like 4 minute pace for the whole 40K. And I was like 2 hours and I don't know, 2 hours 40 minutes or something like that. And I was really, really happy with it. I was like, the body felt really good. That's all that what matters was like I really want to know how I feel, like I really want to listen to the fatigue and everything, because when you do like such a long run, it can give me like how I'm feeling in general body. And after that, I was like, okay, coach, we're good, we can do this. So he said, see you on Tuesday, we're gonna do 400 times 25 and a 2K, and that's it. I went to the track, I finished that, and then I'm getting ready. I'm traveling on Monday. So last workout on Sunday, and I did 3K times 4, but it was really, really one of the best workouts, the last workout. So I went to Moi Ben and I was like, this is my last workout for the marathon. And everybody was feeling bad for me, to be honest with you. Because I remember I saw a comment online. Somebody was like, this is bullshit. You're gonna run 2:30 in Tokyo. And I started putting myself in that. I was like, oh man, I'm getting some attacks online. You're getting people sending you messages saying, like, why are you doing this anyway? that day I was going to my band and I went for this workout and my coach was like, today we're just doing 3K times five with 1K in between. A float 1K. We ran like 1K for like 3:50, 3:55. But the 3K was very much supposed to be 10 minutes. And I started with like 9:58, the first one, and then 1K off. And then I keep going down like until like the last set was like 9:34. And I was feeling really, the legs were really moving okay. And I was like, guess what? I got this. I'm gonna run for sure something better than my personal best. So when I was traveling, I did not tell anyone what was going on because I was like, these people keep saying I'm gonna run 2 days. Some people are like, you're gonna drop out. And I was like, I don't want to put myself in these online bullies or whatever. So I took my flight. I did not post anything. I remember posting a picture when I was in Dubai saying like the beautiful city. And then some people are like, where are you going? And I was not responding. I would just read and be like, ignore them because I know like what people will say. So I go to Tokyo and the few days was like the whole week we were just doing nothing anyway, just running like easy 40 minutes, 40 minutes. Until Saturday when we went for the meeting and I was like, oh, they say they're gonna go 2:14 pace. And I was like, so what can I do? And then I was like, I'm gonna go with the second group. There was a Japanese girl who was supposed to go with 2:18:30 or something like that. And I was like, okay, this sounds like I'm gonna throw myself in, even though I don't know what I'm gonna do, to be honest. So when we started this race, I was like, let's go. So we just started, and the first 5K in Tokyo is always really fast, to be honest. It's like,
Like downhill in the downtown area. Yeah.
yeah. So I look at my watch and I was like, oh, I don't know what's going on. So I made a decision when I was in 5K and I said, I'm not gonna follow the Japanese girl because she was too conservative. She decided to stay at the back. And she started to follow like the 3:18 pace, and it's a downhill. And I was like, the plan is gone. So I follow Lona Salpita, and I was like, I'm gonna follow this girl as hard as I can because I know her, and she has run amazing. And I was like, I think she knows what she's doing because the rest of the team, like all the Ethiopians, because they were like pretty much a lot of Ethiopians in the race, to be honest. I think I don't know how many they.
The front group is way too fast. It was like Kebede and, Wanjiru and Sifan
And all those other
Hassan.
girls.
Yeah. It was way too fast in the front.
Yeah, so I made a decision. I was like, should I go? And then something is like, no, don't. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna sit with Salbita. So we're sitting here, we're still running really decent. I could see like 3:16, 3:15. And I can see them, they are way ahead of us. And I was praying and I'm like, I hope I will be able to follow Salpita all along because we didn't have a lot of Ethiopians to be with, a lot of Japanese guys because everybody went ahead. So basically, there were some people who could come from behind, but they will be falling apart after a few minutes again with us. So we keep going. I crossed the half with like 68:40, and I was like, wait a second, what? And I was like, okay, I don't know what will happen. But I got this. I keep going. And then when I was in 27K, I noticed something. I realized Salbita is starting to fall apart. Like she started to slow down. And, I started in 25K and I was like, it's starting to go to 3:20. And I didn't want that. I wanted 3:18, 3:17 for the rest of the second half. When I saw that, I realized she's having a problem and she started limping. By 26K, I was like, oh man, this is not gonna work out. And I'm in no man's land. I don't have anyone else. It's just me and her. She's in trouble and I don't know what to do. And I asked her, I was like, let me take over, like just follow me then, trying to take the lead again. But then as soon as I stepped to the front when we were in the 27K, she did not come with me. Like she was done because she had unfortunately she had a very bad injury. She had something strained somewhere, like groin or something like that, and she was not able to keep going. So I keep going, and then in 28K I look back and I'm like, Jesus, nobody's behind me. I was expecting she's behind. And then I was like, I don't know what to do. I have 12K. I did not count the last two. I was like, I have 12K to go to get to 40K. There's no one. But I saw someone like Sivan, which I wish I could have realized, to be honest with you. But I realized later that it was her when I saw her when I was standing almost at the finishing. And I was like, oh man, because I ran by myself, but I could see somebody at the front, but I couldn't tell who he was. I was like, maybe it's a Japanese guy or something. So I keep pushing and pushing. And at some point, I found myself just on my own, and my watch went off because it was showing me like I'm running 3:00 pace. It was like 3:00, and I'm like, no way. So I just keep pushing and I was like, you know what? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just gonna keep going. So I just keep going. I don't know what I'm running. When we got to 40K, that's when I was like, I'm doing really great. But unfortunately, I do not have anyone to help me like a little bit. So when I saw the finish, I was like, oh, it looks like I might get 218 or something. But then I keep pushing, and I remember there was that last 195 meters and stuff, and I finished the race, and I was like, wow, this was a good one.
The presenting sponsor of the City of Smack podcast is Olipop. You know we've been pounding Olipop for over a year now. 2023 was a track season to remember, and City of Smack was able to be there for all of the big moments thanks to the incredible support of Olipop. What has become known as the runner's soda isn't just a great companion for pregame shows or post-race shows, or if you're just watching at home and want to crack a can of Olipop open yourself, it's good for you too. It's a prebiotic soda with 9 grams of fiber, which is 32% of your daily needs, that only has 2 to 5 grams of sugar and helps your digestive health in a way that a threshold workout never could. We love it because there are 15 incredible flavors that will keep your body refreshed and ready to go for the next workout. My current favorite is lemon lime. Caitlin Tui's number one flavor is ginger lemon. There are other great flavors like vintage cola, tropical punch, orange squeeze, cherry vanilla, and I'm hearing rumors of another one coming soon. City of Smack podcast listeners get 25% off non-subscription orders by using code CITIUS25 at checkout at drinkolipop.com. You can also find Olipop at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Kroger, Target, Walmart, Publix, and most recently, they just got added to Costco, so pro tip there. Next time you're looking for a refreshing and healthy drink after that long run or hard workout, reach for an Olipop. You won't be disappointed. Drinkolipop.com, code CITIUS25. Velus is the active recovery footwear brand that is designed to help you restore, revive, and re-energize before and after you train. They are launching 2 new styles to their recovery mix for spring 2024, the Active Slide and the Active Flip Collection. These active recovery sandals are super lightweight and equipped with Velus's 3-part tri-motion technology. They cradle your heel with impact-absorbing foam that cushions your feet with every step. It's got amazing arch support and 4-foot flex that allows your fatigued feet and toes to stretch and relax. Velus is focused on helping athletes recover faster before and after you train so you can get after your next run performing at your best. Run, recover, repeat with Velus. Enjoy a 20% discount by entering code CITIUSMAG20 at checkout at velusfootwear.com. No, I mean, that's so exciting to hear how just like you soloed basically the last like, you know, 12, 15K of that race. And if with a little bit of help, I mean, you could have had the American record. Did you think at any point of like doing the math in the last couple miles of like, wait, what's the American record? Like, I'm going to be close.
I did actually when I was, I remember when I crossed the 30K, it was 1:38.05. And I did the math. I was like, well, if I will be able to run, you know, this, I did my math. I was like, if I able to run like at least this last 10K, you know, with like something like 30, you know, 32 or something, I'll be really close. But the point was, I was like, it's going to be really hard for me because I do not have anyone. I ended up actually meeting this guy in the middle when I was in 32K, and he was doing really amazing. I was following him, and I was like, what are we running? He was a Japanese, and he was like 3:15. I was like, can you help me? I spoke to him a little bit. I was like, can you help me like in this space? And he was like, sure. But then he took me to the, you know, 32, 33, and then he started having like stitches again, and he started like cussing like really bad, like, oh, shit. And then he started like pointing in the stomach, and then he pulled aside, and I was like, oh, damn it. So I started again being like, okay, let me try to follow the other guy. So I keep chasing these guys, and unfortunately, when you are on your own, especially towards the end, like, if I had somebody, to be honest, I could have had a better day than what I had, but I was like, you know what, it doesn't matter. At the moment, it's like, let me just keep pushing, because I was feeling really good, and I felt like I could do it, but it's fine. I was really happy anyway, overall. I was like, whatever it happened, it was one of the best days.
When you look back now, you know, very similarly, like to you, and this is not comparing, just like you're much faster. But and when I ran the New York City Marathon in November and I was so disappointed with my time, I look back at all the training I did from the summer and I was like, ah, like I wish I had a time that reflected all of the hard work that I just did. And then that's what made my decision to go to Houston. And then I trained for a couple more weeks. And then I got the time that I really wanted. Now that you look back after Tokyo, Are you happy with the final result of like, okay, now I have a time that reflects all the months of hard work from the Olympic marathon training block?
Yes, of course. Like after that, I was super happy because, the support I had, especially I give hats to my company, like Essex, to be honest, because Ben Caesar was at the finishing line and he was like, we did it. We celebrated together because I remember the night before he was like, Betsy, tomorrow I want us to have wine. So I want to see you at the finishing line. So to me, I didn't want, I was feeling a little bit frustrated because I actually signed a new contract with Essex a day after the trials. And basically I was really frustrated a little bit. I was like, oh man, like I already had a deal before coming to the trials anyways, but the problem, it got delayed. I signed it on Monday of the Olympic trials. So to be honest, like I said, nobody should judge anyone because you don't know why people are doing what they are doing. So for me, it was a win because I was like, oh, am I going to keep this contract? I've signed a good contract, but the problem, I did not finish the trials. So you start judging yourself, saying, man, it looks like it might not go well the whole year, and then I will be in big trouble or something like that. So for me, I had my own goals, to be honest. I just wanted to make, after signing the contract, I was like, I really want to make this company really proud because it's something that it's a new one. It's like you're just having a new baby with you. And when I saw that in the finishing line, I was like, this one is really one of the biggest wins I've ever had, and I really appreciate the fact that I was able to put it together in 3 weeks after the Olympic trials. And the point was, like, it shows to me that because I had actually started doubting myself, saying maybe I because people are keep poking on you, saying like maybe you overtrained, and I was like, maybe you start like you, reverse psychology could tell me like at some point like it looks like maybe I overtrained as well. So basically, it was gonna affect my whole, my second buildup, especially getting ready for the fall, for example, when you are in doubt, when you're still not sure like what really happened, So I was like, today is a win because I know like I'm trusting my coach 200% fully, not even 100% anymore, because people could judge a lot and say like, I think you overtrained or something. But I knew like what we were doing basically was like, my coach was like, I want us to get to this point this year because it's, he has seen my work. He has seen how I put together in my workouts. And for me not to be able to make that team and then, going to Tokyo and running that time, it just changed everything in us. So I'm really, really happy, to be honest. It's one of the things that I feel like as far as I did not make the team, I wish the girls really well and I'm really supportive. I can't wait to see them because I know we have a very tough team out there. But for myself, it's like it's a win for me because I really want to. We're really about to sit down again and be like, so what can we do? We still have a long way to, for example, to the full marathon. So already we have plans. So it's like we should try to do like these short events, like half marathon and the 10Ks and stuff. And now I trust him even more. Like today I was speaking with him and we were like, okay, so what are we going to do this week? It's like, for me, I'm basically like that person who likes to take like completely off time. And I want to lose the fitness because I still feel like, I ran today for the first time since the trials, since the marathon. And I came and I was like, coach, my legs are still feeling good, but I think it's lying to me. And and he was like, no, yeah, I just want you to just keep sitting home and just do like 30 minutes, 40 minutes run for these few days, and then we'll talk on Sunday. So I love that now that things went really well. I'm really excited because if you would have told me to run, sometimes when you have a bad race and then you want to do like to come back to training, sometimes you feel like things are not okay. But then there's something that I've noticed because I remember when I won Sydney and I was feeling so excited because I took a break, of course, but not a break. Like I took the first, I always take like the first week off and then from next week I'm starting to put it together again. Because I am not that person who can sit home for the whole month. Like, see some Kenyans who are like, I'm sitting for 3 weeks. But I think for me, I am really different. I cannot do that. I will get myself in big trouble. So I'm really excited to see what I'm going to be planning. And, we'll see what I am doing now in October. Or I think I'm going to race in October or September.
When your coach said, even before Orlando, that he believes, from the workouts that he sees like 217 potential in you. After this race, do you believe that even more?
Yeah, of course, yes. Because I know one thing is like my body, to be honest with you, like since I had my child, it has changed completely. Like things that I'm doing, especially, for example, if I can tell you this, I remember even before I went for my in 2018 when I went to when I won Paris Marathon. I mean, it was not super fast, it was 2:18, 2:22. But by that time, I remember very well when my coach could tell me, like, you're doing this in Kenya, we like to do like long fat legs. Long fat legs means you do like sometimes you do 3K, 1K, or even, you're not starving, you just do like 3K, and then you're gonna do a 1K like 350 to 345 pace, and then you do the 3Ks. So, or sometimes you do like pyramid, like 5K, 4K, whatever. So basically, I am completely a different athlete, to be honest. Maybe because I'm in my mid 35, I don't know. To be, I don't know. I haven't done the math to see why I'm getting better, like in my workouts compared to like when I didn't have a child or when I was still really young. I can say like, 2018. I don't remember how old I was anyway, whatever. But at the moment, it's like if they would have told me that time to do like 3K times five, I used to start with like sometimes like 9:55, right? But then I remember when I was doing my 50, when I was already dying, like running like 10:30, like always. I never do anything like, consistent. Like even my long runs, I remember the fastest I could run my long run was 1:46 in the 30K, and it was feeling like all out. But now it's like you are everything is changing. I feel like the shoes is playing a big role, to be honest with you. But again, maybe because I'm like getting mature in marathon as well. Like, when you have all this mileage that you've been building from long time, I am like a more experienced person now, and getting those mileage with me, I think it's really helpful because everything is changing in my training. Like, I will not walk to the training today and be like, oh, I'm doing like 5 minute pace for mile repeats. Sometimes, after the whole solid season, you could go to the mile repeats and the coach is like, okay, we're doing mile repeats times eight. And you're like, what is the pace? And it's like, oh, we're starting with 5:05. So it has changed completely compared to long time when I could do it like 5:20 pace or 5:15 pace. So I can still see myself like I'm gonna give it a shot again, to be honest with you. We have a good plan, and I will give it a shot. If there's one thing that I will be really the happiest person this year, like, and of course I really look forward already for next year. Hopefully, I really hope I can make the world championship team. Like, at the moment it's like the Olympic dream is gone, but I'm not going to say I'm done. You set out the goals and wish everybody the best, because if you are not good on that day, you have to be supportive. So I'm really supportive to the girls, and for me, if there's something really that I would really be happy at the end of the year is to try to give it a shot. Because what am I losing anyway? I already ran 2:19 and whatever. So I'm gonna take a huge risk this fall, to be honest with you. Like, I'm gonna try to take care of my body and to make sure that I get there in when I'm very healthy, and then you get a pacemaker and go try to throw myself somewhere and see what happened. Because what am I, even if I go out with, like, for example, like I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna go out with 68 again and then see what happened in the second part having a pacemaker. So if I go, and thank goodness I get to run like the fastest time for my entire life that I will never run again, well and good. If I go and then maybe crash really bad and run like 2:22, I don't care. It will be okay. I will be like, at least I gave myself chance. And I like to hurt so much, because marathon, to be honest with you, is one of my favorite events to do. Because when I came back, I was like, maybe I should just do like speed work and go and try to see what I can do in the 10K. And I'm like, I don't want to work so hard. Like, I don't, training for track is not easy, to be honest. I respect everyone who is running track. People doesn't get it. Like, because people doesn't get it. People thinks like, some people will be like, oh, marathon is so hard. Yes, I know it's hard, but not as fast as someone who is trying to make the team in the track. Because when I saw Ellie run 8:20 winning the world championship, winning the world indoors, I am so proud of that lady. Like, to put it together to get to the spikes after having the baby and getting that speed back, she must have worked too extra hard to get there. So, So for me, it's just like, Yeah, I just love marathon, to be honest. I even if you tell me today, like, can you go for another? If I was my own, I would be like, you remember the guy from Japan was Kawachi, Kawachi, whatever. If they would say today, like, basically, do you want to go to London? Guess what I would say? Yes. Just because I like throwing myself and like I like doing it. I know like it might not be a good thing for me, especially I'm so happy that I have an agent who can be able to be like, hey, I need you to take time off. I would still go back because like when you hit the wall and then you come back and sit down, you are heartbroken, you are just crushed, and then be able to bounce back. It gives you know to know that you are mentally tough anyway. So I don't care if people give me that compliment saying like I'm mentally tough or not, but I feel like I was able to. As far as I was adding inside myself, I was able to sit down and be like, hey, you're not gonna win when you start sitting and crying and looking at these bullies online. So to be able to reverse that psychology from people saying you're gonna run through that, you're gonna go didn't finish. Some people saying, oh, she's in a wrong program. I remember calling actually for me when I know you and you start talking some things that I'm not okay with, I like to call you out. So I remember calling some people out and now it's like, okay. I was like, hey, please, why don't you just leave me alone? I remember I was so frustrated and I'm like, I don't like someone telling me don't do this. So, but now I'm really looking forward for the fall, to be honest. But I will be able to do some short races. I don't know, maybe I'm starting next month, end of the month or in May. Do like 10Ks or half marathon. And then I'm not gonna do a lot actually. Maybe just a couple of them, maybe 3 races and then shut down and then start a build up, for example, if I know. Hopefully, I can be able to know my race before June. And then it will be able to help me, to plan myself because I'm gonna throw myself out. When you see me, that just know like it's two things. If you see me at the front, just be like, she said it. I'm gonna go for it.
She's gonna go on
If it
68.
happens, it happens. But I'm gonna go with 68. And then if it's gonna be a great day, you'll be like, we wanna be expecting amazing things. If it's not, it's gonna be like a big blow, and that's fine with me.
I love that you said World Championships 2026. You just love running in Tokyo. It's going back to Tokyo. I had a conversation with, Elkanah Kibet about, he finished fourth in the men's race, and he's 37, 38. No, he's 40. He's 40 years old. And he said, he's already thinking LA 2028. Do you allow yourself to think that far ahead, or are you thinking just, baby steps? All right, 2025, Tokyo, and then after that, we'll see about LA.
I like to take baby steps. I like to like right like I said now it's like because at least we are in 2024, I'm gonna focus in this year. I'm gonna try to be like one race at a time. I just finished this one. So now it's like, okay, let me do I don't even count these short races to be honest, because it's always fun. But the big one is always what you're gonna have at least like a lot of months to get ready for. Like you need at least 3 months or more. I will not look forward to 2028, but I really it looks like they said something about like having world championship every year.
Maybe,
Whatever. If that will go ahead, maybe to be honest with you, I'll just keep doing that until who knows. And then one day you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, it's 2028. What do I still have
Oh, we
in
got
my
another
pocket? Because
trials, yeah.
2028, I'll be like, yeah, you'll be like, I am gonna be 39 or I'm gonna be 40. So I don't know. So at the moment I'm gonna be taking one race at a time. And for me, to be honest with you, I really want to have fun in the remaining t you know the remaining time for my career. I don't want to put I will never put myself in any pressure. I'm not saying like the pressure took me not to make the team, but like I told you, because I know like when you are in my age, you know for sure that you don't have another 30 years of running. So I'm gonna be doing something like really weird. Like I'm gonna be like, okay, today I'm getting ready. I'm gonna throw myself in. I'm gonna go as hard as I can. I really want to see what this body can do, especially for the remaining years of my career. So who knows? You might see great things, and then you might see me hitting the wall sometime or whatever. But for me, I really want to have fun and enjoy the remaining years. That's the big goal for me. Like I don't care like about 2028 or whatever, but at the moment it's like one race at a time, go have fun, enjoy, go as hard as you can.
I love it. Well, Betsy, thank you so much for doing this. Congratulations on the third fastest marathon by an American woman, and I'm excited for the next one. And maybe you joked about London, but it feels like it could be real. But in the fall, no
No,
matter
no,
what.
no, 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 no.
In
Yeah,
the
see you in the fall for sure. No, but if the whole world will, I don't think anyone will accept me to take that. Please, like, unless you want to do that and be retired, but I don't want to retire yet. I still want to do it a career.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Betsy. Thank you all for listening to this episode. This episode was produced by Jasmine Fair. I love doing this for you guys, so please do me a favor and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That helps us grow the show and get even more awesome guests. Let me know what you're enjoying about the show. Make sure you're subscribed or following on your favorite podcast players. Please share this episode with your friends if you think that they'll get any value or inspiration out of it. Let's build this thing together. Visit sidiousmag.com for a lot more. We've got a brand new website with tons more articles, videos, and podcasts. As always, I love track and field. I'm Chris Chavez. See you next time.